In the Loop with Chris, Zach, and Alex Lupica.
Hey everyone, welcome to In the Loop. Before we get going here, we want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil Synergy Gasoline. Exxon and Mobil Synergy Gasoline is engineered to provide better gas mileage, lower emissions, and improve engine responsiveness with 7 key ingredients. Stop by your nearest Exxon or Mobil station today to experience Synergy Gasoline. All right, here we go. Time for a podcast. Back from a brief family vacation on Long Island. Your guys' vacation a little longer than mine. And I know I'm going to hear it, so let's just get this out of the way, Chris.
Your vacation was filled with highs and lows.
It was a roller coaster.
Spectacular highs.
Do you want to apologize to the family on
soul-crushing lows. To provide context, Alex went out on Saturday night and was unable to get himself out of bed. Actually, it was a couch for a 7:30 p.m. dinner reservation.
It's not like I slept straight through the day.
You sort of kind of
You did. Slept through a 7:30 dinner.
It's unreasonable to miss a 7:30 dinner reservation due to exhaustion.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Unless you've done like an intercontinental flight of some kind.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with that. I'm not going to defend myself.
You're 27 years old.
Andy tried to sandbag me.
And you're 27 years old. We're all rooting for you. We're all pulling for you. We're all in this together. It's just the field of those trying to prop you up is getting smaller by the day.
Come on, man.
It's two.
I need you.
There's two of us. Maybe one and a half. I'm kind of one foot Kloop in, one foot fading. Out. Sometimes you want to get off the ship right before it capsizes.
Kloop, what the hell?
I'm just kidding.
You're my original defender.
Yeah, I defended you 100%. I was like, look, I know you guys have all sat around the table saying much more mean things about me.
What do you mean? What was everyone saying? No. Don't tell me.
You don't want to know, dude.
You don't want to know. But let's just say, imagine things that would be really hurtful and disappointing.
The words
and multiply
Alex
them by
and good
100.
Weren't get thrown around a lot together.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, guys.
Anyway, that's family vacation.
But then the vacation continued, and Kloop.
Yeah, Kloop. Can we talk about hashtag Kloop story, which went viral on Monday.
Everyone's
in the doldrums. Everyone's in their cubicles. You and Zach
just get
are
people
out
the
in the backyard throwing footballs, putting and together an Instagram story that anyone would be proud of.
Just pumping out content.
90 seconds.
At least. So Zach and I were just throwing the ball. It started out as kind of a point of view, POV, QB toss, which is not easy to hold the phone and throw gorgeous passes right in the bucket. Zach's out there making catches. We start to involve other people. We got a cameraman.
The cameraman is key to the good story, right?
Listen,
she wasn't great. She got better as we went
along. It was our sister Hannah. She was working the camera. She didn't really understand how football worked that well.
Play
so
action fooled her a couple times.
Yeah. Clue. But that's how you know it's good play action. If you fool the cameraman, that's very good play action.
Some people still think I have that ball, dude.
I love the goal line work. Right into the pool.
Fully clothed. Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of people still think I have it.
Then we took it to the beach yesterday, and I continued with the story, me throwing bombs to Zach. So, all in all, really good. Felt great about it. My first real stories. So this weekend, I'm gonna top it off, cherry on top.
Keep
We're gonna
going.
Do it in traffic in New York.
He's gonna do his Friday Night Live.
Sixth Avenue.
Yep.
In
yep. We're gonna be on.
You're watching
we're
gonna John be on 30th on Instagram Live.
Come out and watch.
We're gonna be in Chinatown. I'm gonna be throwing over the cabs to Z Loop.
You guys had Hannah's, our little sister's boyfriend, Meanie, participating. He is very tall.
He's a bad matchup for me.
I'm the tallest Lupica, 5'9". Meanie is 6'5".
You're 5'8.5".
No, I'm 5'9".
Yeah, he's 6'5". You're 5'8.5".
A really easy 6'5".
Yeah, he's big.
Yeah, back shoulder
just
was a tough one.
He's a nice target, dude.
Really
nice
target.
He high points the football, too, and he's got soft hands.
He ran a go route on me, and there wasn't much I could do.
No.
But me and Chris outsmarted him a couple times.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's the brightest bulb in the chandelier. Whoa. He's tall.
He went to dinner, dude, at least, okay?
That's true. Kloop, I've been getting some micro feedback about the show.
Yeah, what is micro feedback? Obviously, is that coming?
That's
you're having private meetings with Compass?
No, person to person. I'm out and about, out in New York, on Long Island.
Fans
getting the feedback.
And you're getting feedback, and you're getting micro feedback. You kind of have your micro focus groups, and what are they telling you?
Less LeBron. That's what they're telling me.
That's fine. I'm happy to do less LeBron. He's not even on the rundown today.
And he could have been Zach because of the Kyrie thing.
Don't bring him into this.
But I feel like we just got to overlook it because of the feedback.
We do.
So
I'm wondering how many people. This is one person.
No, right? No, this is more than one person. My focus groups are always legitimate.
Yep, of course. You are known for having very good focus groups.
Did you watch any PGA today?
Well, no. I paid attention to the scores. Very happy with my guy Brooks Koepka. I put in a little wager on him, so very well done. Charlie Hoffman, not so great.
God, everyone thought the Hoff.
I mean, the Hoff's been coming in second. He's been churning out runner-ups.
Did you hear the Hoff mic'd up?
Yeah, it was very nice.
God, how good is that?
He's every man.
And I, for some reason, thought Brian Harman was going to play good.
I don't think he's in the field.
But I'm not sure he's in the field either.
Yeah, what event?
He texted me, I have a good feeling about Brian Harman. I did not respond.
You never know. The young and fresh trio today, Zach. Rom, Ricky, Rory. Rory and Ricky have won at Quail Hollow before. Everyone bullish on them. And you saw why today. Ricky made a handful of birdies.
Yeah, but then Rory went to drink. He's one over. Ricky, two under. With a seven.
It's really hard for me to root for Rory, man.
He hasn't played well in a major in a really long time.
And I'm rooting so hard for Ricky.
He could be next on the list. All these new young guys are winning. He's next.
He's the best player not to have won?
I think so. Whoop.
Yeah, I would agree.
There you go.
More in the loop coming up, but first, this from ZipRecruiter. Whether football, basketball, or baseball is your sport of choice, you know that the key to winning is a strong roster. So when you're hiring in business, you need to get the best talent and use ZipRecruiter. At ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites with one click. Then their powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your position. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. And right now, my listeners can start forming their own winning team on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Lupica. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Lupica. Try it for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Lupica. Zach, one of your favorite Game of Thrones on Sunday ever?
Well, the shortest one ever. For the fans out there.
Technically the shortest ever.
51 minutes. Cliffhanger ending. Jaime Lannister, is he dead? Is he not?
Why can't Jaime just swim up?
Because he got... It looks like he's unconscious.
No.
I watched it for the
open,
second time.
He's it's like he's just stunned or something.
Zach took it in twice.
Swim.
So
he's going to live, dude. In Game of Thrones, when you're dead, they cut your head off.
Has a scene on television ever put you in that kind of emotional state before?
Which one?
The final scene. What scene?
It was pretty great, dude. Yeah, no. The end of the OC season one. I would have to look back at that.
Yeah, Dawson's Creek, where Joey chooses to go with Pacey for summer break on his boat.
But this was overwhelming in the same way as the Pacey scene.
Not quite.
Well,
but
I don't know about
saying
that, but okay.
There was also the scene with John and Danny in the caves.
Oh.
And Brielle and Arya fighting was also very nice.
So John and Daenerys can't get together, right?
She's his aunt.
She's his aunt. Do you think the story would allow it? Like, I get Jaime and Cersei.
Yeah. And the only person who knows is Bran.
And he's just got to keep his mouth shut.
But once Bran gets and John get together, John's going to realize it's important he talked to Bran about what he knows.
And then Bran's
truthfully, if I'm Jon Snow, throw that out the window.
You think he's too good for Danny?
If you're feeling it, just go for it. I feel
like... aunt or not.
Yeah,
aunt or
not. If that's
what if
aunt,
he gets the advice, finds out, and he's just like, yeah.
I think if Snow knows she's his aunt, he won't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, in my opinion, a mistake, because I think politically, I think physically...
Oh, politically,
I think there's a lot of physical and political upside to just going for it there.
So I saw the name of the next episode... Is the name of the place where the White Walkers are going, where our boy Thormund is going to protect.
Wow.
So I think he might be Gonzo.
Is my guy the Night King going to be in the next episode?
Yeah, I think,
Night King.
It's the
I back the Night King.
The title of the episode is the place on the wall where they're crossing through, and where Thormund is going
it's
to protect.
It's great that Thormund is in charge of a station.
That guy's got nuts. He's
Night
like,
King
oh,
is
me versus
customer.
Night King, one-on-one, I'm in.
I feel like they could be just be baiting you into thinking Thormund's a dead man. He seems like an obvious guy they're going to kill off.
He's on the death mission. This episode, he's going down.
So the walkers are going to approach the wall in the next episode, you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many more? Do you know how many were in and how many are left? I don't.
There's three more left.
Three more left.
This next one I think is short, and then the next two are like 80 minutes, the last two.
Your boy is Davos.
My favorite character.
Is he your favorite?
Far.
If you could pick anyone to sit on the Iron Throne, Davos.
Davos.
I'm a Bronn guy.
Yeah.
Love Bronn.
And Chris.
And I hate that he fights for the Lannisters.
He sleeps a lot.
But Bronn is... Well, is
oh, no. I was thinking Bran. I thought that was your guy.
Bronn...
I like Bran,
but he's
too.
He's a sellsword, so he'll Bronn. Work for money, dude.
He'll go to the highest bidder. Yeah. Maybe he runs into Tyrion, gets a better offer.
Kloop's a Reek guy.
No, I'm a Reek guy and a Night King guy.
You are hanging on, Reek.
The Night King is a tough customer in battle.
He's very good at fighting.
So be advised.
Those drawings on the wall were very helpful for
He's
Snow.
Like, yeah, that's what I was
See,
talking about.
See, I was describing
Night
them.
King.
The big blue guys, these are them.
So it's clear that I think this season is going to be the weeding out. I think the Lannisters are done, and it's going to end with Jon and Dany.
You think everyone else is going to get weeded out?
Maybe not Cersei.
You think Cersei's gone? I don't.
They kind of weeded out the rest. It's just the Lannisters, the Starks, the Targaryens, and the Night King.
Why don't they have more than one of those arrow guns?
They do.
They do.
I think they're making them. They're building them.
They should have 50 of them.
They're good.
Every man should have one.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
The dragon otherwise is tough.
Yeah, dragons are very good in battle.
And she only brought one dragon just because she figured that's all she needed and she didn't want to risk bringing the others.
And I don't think anybody else can ride them.
So she can't coordinate them riding
on it.
I
think it's hard.
No, she can't. You know what I'm saying? She can't just ride
but
one
my
and
other
like...
My other thing I think is going to happen this season is that Jon, because he's a Targaryen technically by blood...
Oh, he's going to be able to ride?
He's going to be unburnt at some point. He's going to get...
They're going to figure out that he can't.
He's going to like go through fire and he's going to be fine.
That could be very...
That would raise some eyebrows.
That could be very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, he's already died once.
Yeah, he did.
This is Jon Snow.
He's king of the North.
Very good.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where you really need to calm down after.
There's no scene going forward that's not going to be full action.
They can't afford to let down.
Every scene, something big is happening. That's what I'm saying. They've weeded out all the other characters. Now it's just the big boys.
The stakes are very high.
Yeah.
All right. How are they going to forge all that dragon glass?
Oh, Davos will take care of that dude.
He's like, I know.
Davos and the Unsullied.
I know a very good dragon glass guy.
Yeah.
Clue, North Korea.
Very good.
Are you concerned here?
No, not really.
Like, are you... Because I feel like this week, with all the news surrounding Un, that we kind of crossed a Rubicon where, like, people actually started to think about it, just going about their daily lives.
Well, I think in Guam, you got to be pretty nervous.
How big an asshole do you have to be to threaten Guam?
You got to be a jerk.
You know, they're sitting there in the middle of the ocean. They have to be happen to be in American territory. Lay off Guam, is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I feel bad for the Guamians.
My roommate's going out west to San Francisco this weekend.
I'll be in New York.
Safely in New York. Zach?
Yeah, I'm not worried about it, dude. I got enough on my plate.
You got enough on your plate personally?
Like, if, you know, what am I going to be able to do?
Nothing. Chris, I didn't think when we started this podcast there would be a time when Jay Cutler retired and then came out of retirement to play for the Dolphins. But alas, here we are.
Well, it's interesting because last week when we recorded, it was the day that Tannehill had the injury. So we went from Tannehill being down to, like, speculation about Cutler or Romo. And by the time we recorded it, it had been reported that Tannehill was okay.
But,
in fact, Tannehill is not okay. Getting season-ending surgery, and Jay Cutler will come play for the Miami Dolphins. He had his interview, $10 million. It's good to be Jay. And really excited about the rebirth of the Cutler era.
And Kristen's happy.
Well, Chris, apparently was the catalyst for this entire thing.
She probably just wants $10 million more for Jay. He's going to go down there. I mean, look, if I had to say, does Cutler get to week 8 without an injury? Maybe we'll call it week 10. What would you guys say?
Yeah, I feel like 8 is
the
fair.
Like, the over-under game started for Cutler.
Eight
and a half.
Yeah,
and
probably 8.5.
And I would go 6.5.
Because here's the thing, though. So if Cutler gets injured, no matter what, he's taking the maximum amount of time allotted in order to recover. You know what I'm saying? If he gets an injury and they're like, well, you could play through it, or You know, he's going to choose sit it out or get the surgery.
Yeah, he loves standing on that sideline making $10 million a
year. Especially down in Miami, you don't even have to wear the parka. You're good to go.
So the hair has just never been better.
And he looks great.
He walked out at that press conference, and I don't know what was up there.
Well, the hair looks fantastic. He's looking a little bulky.
But he plays quarterback.
He's going to suck.
He doesn't need to be in good cardiovascular shape.
He actually said that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's quite a take, right? Maybe you don't have to be in perfect cardiovascular shape, but it is the NFL.
How hard do you think Brady scoffed at that when he heard it?
He's like, dude,
just
this
disgusted.
Guy eats ice cream. What a freak.
Yeah, literally disgusted, revolted by Cutler. But I'm proud of Cavalieri. It's just great. I mean, what do you think? 7-9 for them, probably? Just a gorgeous... gorgeous 7-9 from Hiller.
I have a better question, though. Are they better or worse? Like, are they substantially...
Better. I think they're far worse.
Better.
You think they're a lot worse, Zach?
Yeah. They went 10-6 last year, dude.
Okay, because you're a guy with the Packers. You've watched a lot of Cutler.
Yeah, dude. Cutler's got nothing. Dude, if Cutler comes out and has a good year, I will be shocked.
But you can always win
on
a Sunday.
I'm looking at Tannehill's numbers. Last 3 years combined, 70 touchdowns. I think 36 interceptions. Yeah.
So it's not bad.
And they were 10-6 last year and they made the playoffs. And I think it's the difference between them being a playoff contender and them having no shot.
Tannehill also gives you a lot more athleticism at the position.
He can run, yeah.
The only reason you look at Cutler and say that this might work if you're trying to sell.
We are trying to sell.
If you're trying to sell the Cutler experience down in South Beach, what you're saying is he had the best year of his career with Adam Gase as his offensive coordinator, and if anyone knows how to bring the magic out of Jay, it's Gase. But even saying that, I kind of have a hard time believing.
That relationship sounds very nice.
Gase is like his age, which is pretty amazing.
And obviously went to bat for him, you know?
Correct.
I think it's going to be great just because of what a high-profile division it is, and with the Jets and the Patriots and Cutler being involved in those games.
I guess they still should be the second best team.
The fact that there hasn't been, I guess the Rex Ryan Jets for 2 years competed against the Patriots in a legitimate way. There hasn't been a real threat to the New England dominance in like 12 years.
You can't bet on it, right, Zach?
No,
you can't bet on them to win the division.
To win the division,
you have to find a lofty book.
That's nuts.
No, it'd be a bigger favorite than Mayweather by a million.
Oh yeah,
I can't think of that happening. In other sports.
You can't even bet on them to make... Well, it's the same thing, I suppose. But you can't bet on them to make the playoffs.
I mean, how many quarterbacks in naked, bare naked ass have we seen?
Well, Brady, famously,
that's
with the
true.
Hand towel over the ass.
That's true.
When he was doing his Deflategate suspension, he tanned his buttocks
that's
in
right.
Italy. So
Cutler's was a little more...
It's an elite group that you've seen the butt cheeks.
Brady's was from like a paparazzi. And Cutler's was kind of put out there by Cutler.
Hey, Zach, am I wrong on this? Is Sanchez's ass out there?
Dude, I swear to God, I was thinking the exact same thing.
That is, if that's true and you guys were actually both thinking that.
I promise you I was thinking Mark Sanchez.
When I asked the question, I didn't actually
dude,
expect a response.
Dude, I think there were some weird pictures with Sanchez.
Mark Sanchez dances with his pants off.
Yeah,
whole video.
Yeah.
Join the club, Marky Mark, the assless QB.
Yeah, now this is a video, so this actually puts Sanchez in rare air.
Who's next?
Wow.
Maybe Josh Rosen.
Sometimes you strike gold. Wow.
Fitzpatrick.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Alex said maybe Josh Rosen, which I believe is what we call a transition.
Number three on
biz.
UCLA. Your boy, Kloop. Fast. Is this
not
his
boy? Not his.
Not
boy.
Your boy.
I'm sort
you don't
of
that. Agree with what he said.
No. Okay. Let's try to provide some context
right.
before we dive in.
Sure.
And by the way, I'm watching this Sanchez video.
Well, if you need a moment, you can just...
The headline is Things You Can't Unsee, Mark Sanchez's naked-ass smiling face in home video of him partying.
What else is on that list? This sounds like a good site.
I don't know. I mean, you know, anytime you see a quarterback's ass, it gives you a little juice.
Rosen.
All right, so I want to just
context.
Read a few quotes
sure.
from Rosen's recent interview. Josh Rosen, the quarterback for UCLA, his most recent interview with Bleacher Report. He's came under a lot of fire for this. He's talking about college and athletics and how they go together. Then there's the other side that says raise the SAT eligibility requirements. Okay, raise the SAT requirement at Alabama and see what kind of team they have. You lose athletes and then the product on the field suffers. He goes on to say, look, football and school don't go together. They just don't. Trying to do both is like trying to do two full-time jobs. There are guys who have no business being in school, but they're here because that is the path to the NFL. There's no other way. So I guess I would ask, I think the first one is the one I take more issue with because he singularly calls out Alabama, which I think is totally unnecessary in this spot. I don't think that there's a lot of, I think that there's a lot of truth to what he's saying. I just don't know if it makes sense to get out there with this take if you're him.
It definitely doesn't get it. It makes sense to get out there with the take. It never does.
But he's right.
But he's right.
And this is a guy who, first of all, like you would think he would have learned his lesson on some of this.
Oh,
stuff
yeah. Because, this kid's been in the spotlight.
What's the difference, though, at the end of the day? He's still going to play quarterback. He's still going to be fine.
Yeah, I don't think, like, ultimately, a kid of his caliber, I don't think a team is going to end up passing on because
he's said
this in college.
But listen, if it does come down to, like, let's say, right, it's pretty clear that it's going to be either him or Allen or Darnold at number one next year, okay? If it does come down to it, like, Sam Darnold presents himself as this kind of, like, working class grinder, head down, just wants to play ball. And if it is really even, I'm going with that guy over this guy.
Yeah, the contrast is pretty stark.
Totally
with
stark.
With him and Darnold. This but it's guy, great. Isn't it great for college football that those two kids are going to be out there?
It is great because I think you have the Manhattan Beach son of... It really is. You can't make it up. Josh Rosen, Manhattan Beach, son of a surgeon, really like well-to-do kid who has all these kind of high-minded takes going on. And then Darnold, who's from San Clemente, working-class family, and... just wants to, like, hang out and play hoops and shoot hoops with his buddies and ball. So
I can't believe you didn't say Dick Hammer.
Grandson of Dick Hammer, former Marlboro
man. I had that
man.
At, like, -350.
I was telling Zach, like, how do you know this, Alex?
Yes, I remember this.
Dick Hammer, former Marlboro man and Olympic volleyball player is Sam Darnold's grandpa.
Didn't he get a vasectomy or something?
No, but his lungs... No, I'm just joking. I think his lungs were fine.
Am I wrong about that?
I don't know if he got a vasectomy. No. I believe actually, no, it's Shane Buechele, the Texas quarterback. His father got a vasectomy and then conceived Buechele. It's another story for another day.
See, I'm getting Buechele confused with Darnold.
That's okay.
That's the problem with the vasectomy.
That's okay, too. Very
but I knew there was
touted
a vasectomy.
Yes.
Somewhere.
When you hear vasectomy, I know your ears perk up.
How good are those schools going to be? I mean, USC is going to be better, right?
Yes. USC looks like they're going to be. I mean, they're one of the favorites to go to college football.
Top three right off the bat.
I mean, you look at Rosen's coming off an injury. There's concerns about offensive line and stuff like that. UCLA rarely lives up to expectations. So even going back to when they had Brett Hundley, Zach's guy. So it'll be interesting to see. But you're right. All season long, this will be a great comparative matchup between these two guys.
You know, I like Rosen, Zach. He wears number 3.
You love that.
You would think you would see it more at quarterback. You don't see it a ton.
Jameis.
Russell Wilson.
There's a lot.
Yeah, we can name a few more. But I love number 3.
So, yeah. It's actually quite common.
Anything else on Rosen? I agree with him completely. I'm glad he came out and said
but
it.
But look, okay, so let me ask you guys this. Do you think, let's say 5-10 years down the line, do you think that college athletes are going to be paid?
Yes.
Do you think that they're going to rethink this system?
Yeah, I do.
And do you think they deserve to be paid?
Yes, yeah, I do.
I'm not sure every single player deserves to be paid.
Neither am I.
That's
but there's
the
a way you can sure it'll be messy and complicated at first, but there's a way to do it where the kids who deserve to get paid get paid. There just is.
Yeah, I think I tend to agree with you. I do think, like, look, yes, I get that they're getting a free education, but they're obviously not getting the better end of the deal. Everyone else is getting the better end of the deal because they're getting the billions of dollars.
Everyone else is getting a great end of the deal, besides the players.
Like,
there's
no question that getting a free education is a great thing for a young person. That said, when it's getting a free education against the billions and billions of dollars everyone else is making, it doesn't sound quite as good.
And also the value of a free education when you're doing a full-time job in one of these sports.
Correct. I listened to the argument, which I did find interesting. You know, almost any other profession, like if you want to be a musician, you don't have to go to you have to go to college and play college football to go to the NFL.
Yep.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
I was thinking, though, it's a little different in football than basketball. Like in football, you kind of need to go to college and play football. In basketball, you don't really need
to go to. Chris is saying. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying in football, like, you kind of need that next step in between high school and NFL,
you mean,
whereas in basketball,
yes,
you don't.
You mean from a player standpoint. Yeah. Like, you need to go and compete at that level.
And even in basketball, if you want to make money, when you graduate high school playing basketball and still go to the NBA. You can do that overseas. Right. There is literally no alternative to the NCAA if you want to play professional football. So, you know, it is in that way, if you think about it in that way, it is somewhat unfair.
But going from high school to the NFL would be tough.
Right, but what I'm saying is there's no minor
league. Potentially
like,
dangerous.
There's the idea that you have to take like 18, you know, have to get X amount of credits in stuff that you don't care about in order for you to prepare to play in the NFL. Like those two things.
It's a ridiculous system.
It is, yeah.
And when you take a microscope to some of the class loads, the workloads,
And the microscope's only getting closer.
But all that being said, like I'm not going to sit here and lose sleep for Josh Rosen, okay? Like, your life is pretty fantastic. And
but there are some guys who are.
No, I know, but I'm just like...
I like it. I like it because he's, you know, he's obviously going to be unaffected.
Yeah, put yourself out there.
He's
Why
put
not?
Himself out there.
There's more good that comes with being a college athlete than bad at the highest level. I think that we can agree there.
Yeah. You had baseball in the rundown, Klub, for Zloob.
Well, this is just for Zloob.
You want a little Dodgers.
Well, I just wanted to throw a softball to Zloob, the baseball.
I'll tell you some.
How good
I'll
are
tell
they?
You what's going on right
How
now.
Good are they? Give us a baseball rundown.
How good are the Dodgers?
So,
historically.
The National League right now is already set, pretty much. Unless you think the Cubs are going to fade, but it's going to be the Cubs versus the Nats, Dodgers versus either the D-backs or the Rockies.
Dodgers. Wow, Rocktober. I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, they're going to have one game for it. So,
the Rockies are going to be in the one gamer.
The D-backs.
Is that going to be in Coors?
That's up in the air.
Oh, please. It needs to be out west.
Klub, you know the balls fly out of Coors.
When you go to Coors, you got to expect big flies.
Mike Hampton can tell you that.
The Cubs are kind of fading, though. They only have, there's like four, the Cardinals, the Pirates, and the Brewers are all within 2.5 of the Cubs in the Central.
So Central's the only division up for grabs.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the AL, it's going to be Red Sox, probably Indians, Astros, and then the AL's wide open. There's 8 teams within 2.5 games.
Of the wild card?
Of the second wild card spot.
And the Yankees have not been playing well.
Yankees have the first wild card spot, but have not been playing well. Judge is slumped. They're kind of more starting to play like the team they were supposed to be.
How heavy are the Dodgers in Vegas?
I think they got to be like 3-1 probably.
To win the World Series.
Yeah. They just won their 7th. They're on pace to win like 110 games, which hasn't happened since the Mariners.
What is their 4 going to be starting pitching-wise?
Kershaw, Darvish, Rich Hill, and Kenta Maeda.
Tough.
But then they have so many guys in the
bullpen. Yeah.
They have like 9 starters.
And Bellinger's where? At 30-something?
Yeah,
33?
32, yeah.
And Trout and Harper, this is the only other thing I've heard about baseball recently, hit that milestone on the exact same day of their age. Trout did his 250th.
Harper did it, yeah.
On its 25 years, whatever day.
They have very similar
That is weird.
That's about it. It's going to be very good playoffs.
All Dodgers?
You're going to get Dodgers.
Dodgers Sox would be great.
Dodgers in the NL versus the winner of Cubs Nats, which is
I am looking forward. I was thinking about this the other day. The baseball playoffs are a special or different kind of event that's a lot of fun.
And it would finally be Kershaw's time, you know.
What if we
if Kershaw goes and shoves this year and wins the World Series, he might be the greatest pitcher of all time.
He's got a lot of doubters still,
that's
right?
The only I mean kind of the doubters don't really have as much
the playoff record is still not good.
It's not good, but it's not awful. He had like 3 really bad games against the Cardinals.
What would really be something is if we stumbled into a Yankees-Red Sox series.
Yeah.
In the AL.
Which is possible. For sure.
When's the last one of those?
2004.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be great for the sport.
And the Astros are exciting.
The Astros are really young and cool.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
All right, we got what we wanted out of you. Baseball was there.
You like that, Klub?
Chris.
Here's your baseball update. Sponsored by SonicLab.
So John Daly made a triple on 18 that kind of blew up his round.
JD.
Just PT dubs.
How were his pants?
He didn't wear any.
Nothing?
Nope.
Klub, did you see all the guys on Wednesday in shorts down at Quail Hollow because it was so hot?
No, it was because they're allowed to do it.
Yeah, but it also because it was hot.
You guys are on the same page.
Yeah,
Daly hit a drive off a beer can.
I think you should be allowed to wear the shorts. That's all I'm trying to say.
Pros don't wear shorts.
Klub, who's going to win the PGA?
Brooks Koepka.
I think so, too.
I think it's going to be Ricky Fowler.
Oh, that'd be nice also.
All right, get us to this
QB competition.
What everybody wants. They want the QB competition.
If you thought last week was dark.
Did your focus say anything about the QB comps?
If you thought the Browns QB comp talk was dark, just get ready.
This is the granddaddy of them all, in my opinion, here. I thought the Browns was.
You've been doing a lot of thinking about this.
This three-headed monster
here.
How
do you choose?
So I've been thinking about it since the Sunday Daily News with Hack on the cover, Manish Mehta, friend of the pod. Apparently, Hack isn't getting his chance, Chris.
Yeah, well, we're talking about the New York Jets quarterback competition.
We are.
So it's Josh McCown versus Christian Hackenberg versus Bryce Petty. Three men enter, one man leave. And I just don't know. I don't know where you go here. You got an ex-gym teacher in Josh McCown. Christian Hackenberg, who is famously throwing balls way over the head of the receivers. And then Bryce Petty. Out of Baylor, who doesn't seem to have
any discernible talent whatsoever.
Doesn't seem to have any reason to be on an NFL roster.
But somehow he is.
Like, can't throw, but he's slow.
For those folks who are getting upset that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job, like, be mad at the Jets. This is outrageous.
I was just going to say, I don't want to bring up Kaepernick, but there's no way that any of those guys are better than him.
If you combined the talent of all three of them, you wouldn't get to Kaepernick.
And is it really the best thing for your team to have three QBs?
Are any of those three in the top 100
when they're all that bad?
Listen, this is, I get the
people, get another kicker.
People who are upset about the Dolphins, and I get why the Dolphins didn't sign Colin Kaepernick, because Cutler knows the system. It's an easier transition. He's more comfortable with Gase and Cutler.
Also, Matt Moore is very good.
This is craziness. I mean, these guys, like, the Jets are almost conceding the season
they
in
are.
Every single game.
They are, dude. They want the number one pick already.
This is a team who couldn't score last year with Bryce Petty or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
They might not win a game.
I mean, that's going to be the really interesting thing because of the QB crop, right, Kloop? Like,
well, yeah, now people are wondering if it's going to be a tank job.
This is going to be a sweepstakes year because of these kids. And the Jets are going to be right in that mix.
The Jets, you got to give you got to give them favorite status on this one. I think their over-under is 4.
4.5.
Minus
200 on the under.
Wow. But then all of a sudden, Darnold's in New York, killing it in Manhattan, you know?
Now, Darnold wants to be by the sea. Well, I guess New York is technically by one sea.
Scalding hot.
Welcome to Geography Lessons with Clue.
Oh,
I'll be here all
that's
week.
Good. Who do you have in this? Who do you have?
I bet you.
I like the baby-faced Hackenberg.
I like Josh, gym teacher, slinging it around McCown.
Somebody
to
who's willing
probably
to helicopter
takes a,
into the end zone.
I mean, how many NFL jerseys has this guy put on at this point?
It's outrageous. But, I mean, he probably takes a separated shoulder like week 4.
Yeah, he's
broken clavicle, perhaps.
He's willing to put his body on the line. You give him the ball.
He really is. He's willing to die out there.
Well, of course, it's one more. Every time he puts his body on the line, it's another check. So, you know, I'm shocked that this is what the Jets are rolling out there. It's a little bit... of a slap in the face to the fans.
All right, Arizona, Detroit, Oakland, Carolina, Chicago, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and New York. This is his 8th NFL team.
That's great. That's great.
But if you're a Jets fan, you got to be rooting for one of the younger guys, right? Just because of
just because
of the unknown.
If I'm a Jets fan, I want to see Christian Hackenberg play because you use a second round pick on him, like a high second round pick on him. If he's not going to. It's very hard to take a guy in the second round and then tank for Sam Darnold 2 years later.
You gotta feel good if you're a Jets fan with Hackenberg with a guy like McCown molding him.
I mean, it's just hard to imagine something more depressing than trotting out Josh McCown as your Week 1 starter.
Week 1,
you know,
DA points
just can't,
is going low.
You can't do it. Anyway, that's all I can do on the Jets. Start Hack.
All right, much more coming up on In the Loop, but first this from Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico's been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
Name of the segment, Zach. What a time to be alive.
It is a great time to be alive.
Isn't
unless
it?
Unless you're in Guam.
Chris.
Hey.
Isn't it, Chris?
Is that a little too soon for our
what
friends
a time,
in Guam?
What a time to be alive. So did you kind of get what I was going for here? A story that is uniquely, distinctly 2017 in some way, or just something that makes you feel good. What a time to be alive.
All right, why don't you lead us off?
So do you want me to lead? Okay. Mine today is Jason Miller and AJ Delgado, two former Trump campaign employees, had a baby, and they're not together, but it was campaign love. The baby came out today, healthy, beautiful. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, I need a little more on this. So
didn't
what's
one of
going...
them have a family or something?
Yeah.
Yep, one had a family.
That's an important slice.
Yep, one had a family, but he was separated at the time. You get caught up in the heat of Iowa, Chris. I don't have to tell you
you're
about that.
You're making America great again.
You're making, you're, yeah, you're stomping all over the United States, making America
look,
great.
Trump got people's libido going, especially blue collar, especially middle America. So this isn't all that surprising.
And, you know, apparently there was a little back and forth today between them, but I think things are going to calm down. Everyone's going to be happy.
A public back and forth.
America's
right?
going to be great. The baby's going to be great.
Okay, and the Mooch is not involved in this, or he is?
No, he isn't, but
he's on
if
the
you're
periphery.
Listening to this, it could be after Monday night when he's appeared on The Late Show, so congratulations.
All right, I like that. All right, I have one of my own here, and it's pretty unique. It's about the show Kevin Can Wait, starring Kevin James.
Wow.
Kevin Can Wait to make way for Leah Remini to join cast. CBS execs are reportedly planning to kill off Kevin James' on-screen wife, Erin Hayes, and then introduce Leah Remini. Of course, his starlet, his co-star of The King of Queens.
That's what I'm talking about with What a Time to Be Alive.
So it's beautiful because we're just going back. I'm actually almost surprised that they're killing off a character. They should just start the season without saying anything. Like, remember Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when his mom, like Aunt Viv, just turned into a new person?
Yeah.
Just a new Aunt Viv?
Yeah, just a new Aunt Viv. Like, out of nowhere.
Nothing. No word.
Or they could have just started it as if it was season one.
Dude, but what, they're going to kill her off?
Kill her off, Chris. Yes.
They'll give her a mercy killing. An honorable death.
That threw me for a loop when I was younger. I didn't know what was going on.
So Kevin Can Wait comes back, and we're basically halfway to a full-on King of Queens
remake.
They
get the band back together. They start working at the mail shop.
It's just King of Queens with a different name.
He's like, you know what I'm thinking in the retirement? Mailman.
They got to get Stiller on. Is he or is he?
Well, it's only a matter of time.
I just saw on Twitter, this kind of goes with this. The Tiger Woods on the Thursday PGA Tour, championship is happening. Instead of playing golf, Tiger has had to deny a relationship that he was in. The story got published that he was dating.
I saw this.
And he had to come out on Twitter and say, contrary to the false Daily Mail article, Kristen Smith and I are no longer dating and haven't since last year.
Hashtag fake news.
What a time to be alive. You know what made me think of the segment, Chris? It was a star, you know, the magazine, The Star, in the
sure.
bodegas?
Yeah.
On the cover was a picture of Richard Gere and Julia Roberts with the headline, Finally. And I thought, man,
also Michael,
Pretty Woman, What a Time to Be Alive. It's happening in real life. This is beautiful.
And
they are getting together for real?
I don't think it's true, but it like got me thinking
about
it.
No, that's true. That's true.
Is that Gere and Roberts?
Yeah, they're
that's
together.
For real?
They're engaged.
See, that's What a Time to Be Alive.
He's messing with you, I'm positive.
Are you? Fuck.
Oh, what a time.
All what right, a guys. Time. Do you like it, Chris?
I love it.
Kloop's got to go eat his fried chicken.
I love Kloop. It. So next
See,
week.
Fried chicken. What
next
time
week,
to
hopefully, we'll have our guys from the Free Money team on doing a college football betting preview. Everything you want and plenty more.
Kloop's got 8 pieces of fried chicken, over under 6.5.
Take the under.
Over.
See you guys next time.
All right.